listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. A total of 56 lives have been lost on Queensland roads this year. Sadly, that includes three from our central region. To ensure that no other life is lost, our emergency services have rallied together to launch Operation Victor Easter. Acting Assistant Commissioner Chris Stream says there will be increased enforcement.
You will see increased enforcement right across our major arterial roads, as well as even suburban and rural roads. We will have increased random breath testing. We will have increased drug testing, as well as deploying all of our available speed camera devices.
We are being reminded there's plenty of activities to keep families occupied during the school holiday without breaking the bank. Rockhampton Zoo has launched a new paid junior zookeeping experience, but it's also offering the usual free daily keeper talks through the holidays and opening from the new earlier time of 9 a.m. Councillor Sherry Rutherford says there's plenty of free attractions and spaces which families can enjoy.
The region itself has just amazing opportunities for families to get out and explore, do something different. Not all of it has to cost a lot of money.
And doctors are flat out with a lot of bugs around at the moment. COVID is still a problem, and while we're heading into what seems to be an early flu season. And Dr. Maria Bolton from Queensland's Medical Association says there's been a big surge in gastro cases and bacterial infections.
It's really important for people, if they're sick, and it doesn't matter what they're sick with, that they do stay home, because all these conditions transmit quite easily, not just gastro, but also things like RSV, flu and COVID.
Taking a look at local sport, Rockhampton's basketballers will have a tough task ahead of them, hosting Townsville in the first home game of the NBL 1 North season tomorrow night. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.